You want to join us? I can't see you. I haven't seen you in a long time, but I can't see you today either, so maybe it's good time to join us. There's a havamina that you could be matan in the chametz. Why? The Torah says lo yeroa. Yeroa means you don't see the chametz. So there's a havamina that all you have to do is be matan in the chametz. How are you matan in chametz? Put it in a black bag. Put it in a drawer. Close the drawer. Put it in a room that you're not going to go into. To the basement. The attic. The boydim. Yatman. There's really a havamina because the Torah says lo yeroa. Okay, I don't say. Don't look at it. Put a blindfold. That's what the Havamina was. Yochel Yatman. Kamash Malom La Yimotze. That's the other pasuk. So Taka, if you have chametz that you were matmin, you're only over La Yimotze, you're Taka not over La Yira. Is this Havamina really true? That you're not over Bal Yira unless it's chametz that you see in front of you? No, there's Grada, a different law. We started this question yesterday. Is it true that it's always like a mantra? You're always over Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. It's always a package. Well, no. Let's start talking. There are Ifanim, Ulai maybe. There definitely are Ifanim that maybe you're right for both Lavin. But maybe there's also Ifanim that you're right for only one, not the other. Maybe Yatman is one of those. Maybe Taka, the Oyla Nazariah. What's Taka the din? If you're Matman the Chometz, there's a Diak in Rashi on Daf Chafalef. There's a Girs over there. There's in the Tzioinim there. They bring different Girses. Hagoyes for Tzioinim. There's one Girs in there that when you have Chometz that you were Matman, Rashi says you're over Bal Yimotze, but you're not over Bal Yira. Taka, you're not over Bal Yira.
Even before we Rashi, the Lashon of the Gemara is Yinayim Mekenes Amor Shel
Zeh Bazeh. Oh, I'm going to talk about Shel Zeh Bazeh. Oh. How could I say Lacharitz in the first Gemara Shel Zeh Bazeh? I'm going to talk about it. I'm telling you, there's a tzad that at the end of the day, when you're Matmin Chometz, you're over Lo Yimotze, not Lo Yira. But in the Havamina, it doesn't say Lo Yimotze in the Torah. In this Havamina, it only says La Yira. So what do you do? You matm in the chametz. Makshim ha'olam. But what about tashbisu? There's a chiv of tashbisu. How could you just put the chametz into a black bag or into a drawer and lock it up? But you have a chiv of tashbisu. Tashbisu will also allow you just to be matm in it and just not look at it? And the answer is yes. We've been saying this the whole time. Tashbisu and Bal Yira go as a package. You know, we talked about Tashbisu says you do Bittul. And we asked, okay, so you did Bittul, but I still see it, says Rashi, because you did what the Tashbisu said to do. If Tashbisu says Bittul's enough, then it's not Lo Yira. And if Lo Yira says Hatmona is enough, then you did your Tashbisu. And now that it does say Lo Yimotze, so what are you over if you hide the chametz in a black bag? What? I was in the middle. What happened?
Let me just say that if you put it in a black bag, it's going to be over.
Yeah, yeah. You're Makayim Tashbisu. You put it in a black bag, you're Makayim Tashbisu. Kahayoyim, it's not true. You know why? Because if you put it in a black bag or in black bags, you matmin it. What are you over if you matmin it? And you keep it over Pesach Mutmin?
At least
lo yimotze. Yesh lodon shel zeh bozeh. What? You don't have a black bag? What's this wrong? Huh? No, you do. You don't see it. Why do you lay your right?
Why are you just because you're not going to lay your
right? Right. And the Havamina was it only said lay your right.
Why should we not being over on lay your right mean that you're not
going to
lay your right? I know,
yes,
for sure.
For those that didn't understand. Now, the Havamina was you could be matmin it. And the emes is, we had a shaila here this morning. What does it mean matmin? You put it in a black bag and your mom just leave it hanging in front of you with a big sign, this is chametz, but don't worry, I don't see it in the black bag. Or you have to mamish hide it somewhere in a hidden place. Or maybe both, in a black bag and in a hidden place. Or maybe either, just a black bag or just a hidden place. But what's the other? Yeah?
What if you put it in a black bag and you're not
black bag in place, both, either. If you do that, in the Havamina, you're not over Bal Yirah. But Kamash Malon, this Lo Yimotze. But I'm asking in the Havamina, what about Tashbisu? And I said a big Chiddush. It would be a Kiyam of Tashbisu. And I have a Shaila. Rabbi Yehuda holds the only way to do Tashbisu is with Rabbi Yehuda Nebekiva? Sreifa. Can you crumble it and throw it in the water? No. Could you be matmin it like this Havamina? Yes. What? It's like Bittel. We spoke out that even though Rabbi Yehuda says, Mamish Sreifa Gnoi Gnoi, not Mefar of the Zoyer of the Ruach, over Bittel yet. And I want to add, over Hatmona yet. And Taka, you can be matmin. But Kamash from the Lo Yimotze. And now to get to the point. Now that there is Lo Yimotze, there is. So could you be matmin the Chametz? No. What are you being over if you're matmin the Chametz? Are you also over Lo Yirah? Don't say no. There's a brice that it says, Minai anitin is amr shal zeh bazeh, shal zeh bazeh. But we'll deal with that. Maybe it's a suffix.
It depends.
But we're going to talk about it today. What about Tashbisu? I have a shiloh. What if you matmin the chametz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Pesach? 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Pesach, you matmin the chametz. 4 o'clock, you went and you got it, you burnt it. But for that hour, it was mutman. You were over anything? When does Tashbisu start? 12 o'clock. When does Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh package start? Machloikis M'shoinim, does it? Is there Bal Yimotzeh at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Pesach? Or an Erev Pesach, you could be matmin it. I don't know. And again, this goes back and back to the Shaila. Is Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh two different lav? And the Kesef Mishpat's in the Marmukayim Springs. You know, a lot of times the Torah repeats lav, and we say, lav roll of B'shnayim, Seder. Is that what's going on here? Or no, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh l'fi ha'emes. You have one without the other. The Menchas Chinuch is mesupik if maybe there's no Bal Yirah on a blind person. Like the Mad Yomer that a blind person is chayv in all the mitzvahs. But maybe there's no Bal Yirah on a blind person. Bal Yimotzeh, yeah, but Bal Yirah not. What about Tashbisu? Does the blind person have to do Tashbisu? Yeah, because the Bal Yimotzeh tells him to. But before Lo Yimotzeh, a blind person wouldn't have any surin. Would he have Tashbisu? Ad kedekach, maybe not, because if the Menchas Chinuch is right, that it's not Bal Yirah, so Tashbisu can't demand of the Summa to do anything more than that either. It's a little different because by Matman, Chachi was Matmanit, Yochel Yatman, you know, he was Matmanit. What if the Chametz, you don't see, the Chametz is in a place, there's no planes. It's in a place that it takes 10 days to get to. There's no way, Balpiderach HaTeva, to get to that place till 10 days later with a Chamor and a thing. So there's a thought that there's no Layirah, Layimotze, yeah, it's in your Rishusto, you have a house there also in Medina Sayam. Yesh lechametz b'medina siyam. I don't even want to talk now about the time change, that it's a different cheshbon, that you go with the time clock of... We don't want to talk about that now. We don't have time for that. But is there a tzad that that's not yimotze? What if it was mutman under a clear, see-through, very impossible to penetrate glass? Like the happening, what?
Is that
sure. Talks about that. Like you. I hear Chazal had half minala. Here, Chazal had half minala. Like that.
What?
Right. Like, so, right. Good sushta.
So which
ones
would it be?
Like? Good sushta. What?
Are we differentiating Yimotze then?
No, because Yimotze means Nimsa. Because Yimotze means Nimsa and Yirah means seeing. Mutmin, even a blind person. Very serious Shiloh. A guy is shechting a carbon Pesach, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Shoichit, or one of the members of the Chabura, in the Azara, because there's a Rosh Lakish that holds that Leis, I'm talking about Leis Ishchet, by the way. And there's a sheet of Rosh Lakish that it's only if it's in the Azara. In the Azara, can I say the case? In the Azara, while the Shoichit is shechting, the Shoichit, or one of the members of the Chabura, has chametz in a black bag. You was over Leis Ishchet? It was Mutmin. Lo Yimotzeh is Megala for Leis Ishchet also? Well, maybe not. Maybe not.
Why is it not a Din Azor?
Why? What's not a Din Azor?
It's still a Din Azor. It just seems like when the black bag.
But it's Mutman. It's Mutman. Now, if you realize what I'm looking at, please, a little bit, let's give me. Give me a few minutes. We're talking about that there was a Havin of Matmin, and we carefully said, don't just say, oh, it's either legit to put on a black bag or not. Is there Lo Yirah? Is there Lo Yimotzeh? Is there Tashbisu? Does the Isser even start from Chatzos? Is there Lo Sishchat? Fine, those were the questions. One more line in the Braisa. The Yikabel Pigdoinis Ben Anachri. New topic, no black bags. Are you allowed to be the Kabel of a cotton from Anachri? Now, the emesis is a Pella. A line ago, the Braisa says, Shelchai atteroya. Aval atteroya shelachayrim. And annoyingly, the Brisa didn't say Nochri. It should have. The next line it says Nochri. But Rashi already said it's going Nochri. It's not another Yitz chametz, either because Yidden don't have chametz or because you're Eiver Bal Yirah, even another Yitz chametz. But we just said you were allowed to have chametz of a goy. How could the Brisa of the next line say you? Not allowed to have chametz of a goy. The Gemara will deal with that much later on the bottom of the Amud, but it's important to know about it already now, that what the Gemara is going to say is that if you have chametz of a goy, but you weren't mekabel of a chrayis, you're allowed to have such chametz of a goy. There's no bal yura, bal yimotzi, tashbisu, or none of the above, when, or like sishcha for the matter, when you have chametz of a goy. But if you have chametz of a goy, that you're mekabel of a chrayis, that's a whole different thing. Chametz of a goy, you're mekabel of a chrayis, there is what? Bal Yira, Bal Yamotzi, Tashbisu, like Sishchat, even from Chatzois? Or maybe we shouldn't go that far. Something we think about as this Brisa is developing. But Akaponim, the Brisa says, Yochel Yatmin, if it would only say Lo Yira, I would think you could be Matmin. Hint, hint. What teaches us that you can't be Matmin? Yimotzi. Why? Because Yimotzi, we had a Bible. Machloik is about it. It's just that's the fact that it's there. But one second, the other thing about Yikabal Pagdanis Ben Anochri, where do you see in Lo Yimotzi suddenly that you're not allowed to be Makabal Pagdanis Ben Anochri? It's not from the letters Yud Mem Tzadi Aleph, the Shirish of Mem Tzadi Gematria 130. That's not the point. The point is because it didn't say Lecha. Now it's funny, in Lo Yira it said Lecha, so not a Goy. But a minute later it says Lo Yimotzi without saying Lecha. So even, yeah, a Goy. It's a Sphira. Chazal understood that if it's a Goy, depends on the Gematzit. If it's Kibal Ola Bachrayis, you are Iver. Probably everything. If it's like Kibal Ola Bachrayis, not. It's interesting. I'm not writing the Torah, but if the Torah would have said Lo Yimotzi Lecha and not Lo Yira Lecha, would that have worked? Is it a coincidence that the Lo Yimotze, which is the pasuk that's being machmer about Hatmana, conveniently is the one where it doesn't say Lecha to get the other Chumra also? Or it's not connected Bechlal? There's one issue of Lo Yimotze of Hatmana. There's a separate issue of Kibal Ola Bachrayis. Now, so if someone were to ask you, because you asked this yesterday, why does the Torah have to say Lo Yimotze? Let the Torah just say Lo Yira. What would you answer at this shlav in the Braisa? Two fascinating halachas, L'chumra, L'chumra. One from the etzem word Yimotze, one from the fact that it didn't say L'cha. But what are those two chumras? That you're not allowed to be matan in the chametz, and you're not allowed to be makabel pikdoinus from a goy. What if you're makabel pikdoinus from a goy, and you're matan it? What's the din then?
With achrayis.
You were makabel pekodin from a goy, but you were also matmin it. If you matmin chametz, is it still a problem?
Maskara,
yes. If you makabel from a nochri with achrayis, yes. What if you did both? You were matmin it and you makabel achrayis. Still a problem, right? Yeah, but there's a tzlach. The tzlach says a meirah de kazach. The lashon of the brayse is yochel yatmin v'yakabel pekodinus. Why that order? Because yatmin. What was the havamina why you would be able to be yatmin from which word? Yeira. And what was the havmina that you would be able to be makabel pekodin from a nochri even with the chrayis? Lecha. So the brayse is mamish kishmak. Yeira lecha. Yeira. So I would think yatmin. Lecha. So I would think we already said you could have a goy. Maybe any situation, even when you were makabel chrayis. Talmud loymar yimotze with the absence of lecha. The riff is goyris fakert. The riff is goyris yochel yakabel pekodinus from a nochri v'yatmin. A cute nukuda a vehicle. Frek the tzlach. Why did the riff switch the order? Says the slach, the riff is not switching the order. The riff is learning it's one big case. You were makabel pekodinim in an ochri and you were matmin it. Yeah, and why would I think that it's but they're already catching on that Yimotze tells me even if it's not in a black, even if it's in a black bag. And the absence of lecha tells me that there are scenarios, chach, sometimes ulai, when the goy, you are iver. Case and given, when it was makabel chrayis. Who cares if I lump both together? This is not even shalzeb, zeb, 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 zeb. This is just basics, yeah? Zop, it's fachamer the gazach. You know, it says lo yira twice. And there's a famous rule when Chazal say, maybe if it says Yeroh and then Yeroh again, maybe it's Pufakir to tell you that you're not allowed to have it, even in a black bag. And on the other hand, Lecha, Lecha also. Lecha, Lecha twice, should get to draw the conclusion. You know why we don't do that? Because we don't know if it doubled it because of the Yeroh or because of the Lecha. And we're not sure which way to take this the Chumrah way. And since we're not sure, so the Chumrah, Hatmana, really one of them should be Mutter. Just, I don't know which one. So I don't know which one. So Hatmana is Aser. And Kibbutz Bagdanis is not as Osir. But if I did both together, there's got to be a Miyat Mechamin. Zok the Brice to know. Why not? I ain't Tzlach. I'm not dealing with that. But the Tzlach says that Avada, the point of the Brice is that even if you're Matmin and Makabal Pagdanis Ben Anochri, you're still Iver. Question. Chassam Seifer has this question. He actually misquotes it from the Pnei Yeshua. He said the Pnei Yeshua asked the question a little drop different. But this is the question. The Bryce is discussing why you need the pasuk of Leyim Matzei. May I enlighten you that on the Chazayin of the base, the Gemara says that the makar that you do bedikas chametz with a candle is from a quadruple Dvei Rishava, that it says Leyim Matzei, and then it says Vayechapes Hasagaviyah Vayim Matzei, and it says Chipus, and it says Ner, Neris, a whole lengthy Dvei Rishava. One of the Shlavim in that Dvei Rishava was with Leyim Matzei. Direct the Chasam Sefer and the Pnei Yeshua. So you need, yeah? You need Layim Matzei to teach you that you need to do Bedikas Chametz. How can you tell me you need Layim Matzei that you can't be matmin it? You need Layim Matzei to teach you about Bedikas Chametz and the Teretz is Meiridik. Tell me. No. No. Let the Braisa say you need Layim Matzei to teach you the din of Bedikas Chametz. There's a Gemara later on that you need Bedikas Chametz from Layim Matzei. The answer is if you were to be allowed to be matmin, would you do Bedikas Chametz?
Yes, no. You're good for everything to cover it.
Don't go through it. Whatever you see, you see. Whatever you don't, you don't. Don't search. So saying that you're allowed to be matmin or not allowed, or the lack thereof, and saying, oh, you need to do a bedika, stuch the zel bazak. I know, but it wouldn't. But the kasha. But the kasha. That why did the Brisa get hung up on yatmin? Why didn't you say you need like yamati for bedika? Saying you can't be matmin is the same thing. Okay, we have a lot to do. The Brisa says you were allowed to have chametz of acherim. What is? But then a minute later we said you can't have from a goy. What's the chab? A goy that you were in Makabal Achrayas is mutter. A goy that you were in Makabal Achrayas is usser. What about another yid? Chametz of another yid? We talked about this stuff, like chametz of another yid? No. Rabbeinu David and the Shagas Aryeh against the Tzlach and the Gro and the Pnei Yeshua. What about partners? The Menachas, I think I've been around times. What about partners? Chametz of partners. Is that called Lecha? Chametz of partners. So like the Gro, you're over on another yid, Abad. But if you're not over on another yid, what about chametz of Shutfin? Is that also going to Lecha? You have to know. The Brisa continues. There's a lot to do. Yachol yatmin dikabel gdonis ben anachri. Tamid lo yimar lo yimotzei. What's so dramatic about lo yimotzei? Two things. The word yimotzei, even if it's in a black bag. The absence of the word Lecha, that even if it's a goy, in certain kinetic cases. Continues the Brisa. Ein li ela benachri shaloi kibashti ve'ein shari imach b'chatzer. Nachri shakibashti v'shari imach b'chatzer minayin. Tamid lo yimar lo yimotzei bebatechem. The Gemara suddenly says there's two kinds of goyim. There's a nachri that's kavush. Kavush means that. What does kavush mean?
Conquered.
Where did he go? One of the esteemed members of the yeshiva's staff was supposed to walk in here, and we were going to clarify if he's kibashti. But you were supposed to arrange it. It didn't happen. But on cue, such a guy. It's kavush. Kavush is more of a reason you should be over or not be over. And also the other thing, shari imach b'chatzur, he's living mamish with you. Is that more of a reason to yebi over or not be over? The Gemara's attitude is that if the nochri is kavush or shari imach, that's more of a reason you should be over. So the Gemara said, the Gemara's going to ask later on that it's backwards. I would think only by a nochri that's not kavush and not shari imach b'chatzur that you are over. Nochri shekibashtu b'shari imach b'chatzur not. So it's a machlekes abayi v'rava in hemshech of the Gemara. Either eipuch, you switch it around, and the tzrichas here is about nachri shekavush is more of a reason to be over, or it's going back on the ratio. It's going back when there's nachri that was like people all of Achrayis. Interesting enough that what the lashon of the Braisa wasn't nachri, the lashon of the Braisa was acherim, and all of a sudden Rash conveniently told us acherim is nachri, and then the Braisa continues, aiming on the acherim shall like kibash, no, it says nachri. So we catch on, it's nachri. But the shaila is if kibashta is more of a reason on kibbal al achrayis or not. We'll see about that soon. But the Braisa continues. Another slav. The pasuk says bebatechem. Ein li ela shebebatin. The boyrosh v'shichin v'aris minayin. Tamalayim v'chol gvulcha. A simple question. Rabbi Yossi Pashup Shat. What does it mean a bar? Where is this bar? In your property or not? I'll talk in English. It's in your property or not in your property?
In your property.
It doesn't matter.
Where is your property?
One second. Where's the gemara? Oh, if you dug a bar and it's just a rabbin, so it's a sauna custom. It's a natural bar in the middle of the in Bechlal, not owned by you. Because where does it say Batechem? By Lo Yimotzei. Where does it say Gvolcha? By Lo Yira. The Gemara says, hey, if it only says Batechem, I would think Dafka Bayis. Not, get ready, a bar. What's a bar? Huge Machlokes Rishonim. There are many Rishonim, we're not doing it today, but there are many Rishonim that hold that if the Chametz is not on your property, you put it in the street, you're not over. A very important thing to do. If you take Chametz and put it out in the street, you're not over anymore. And others say, yeah. Now catch on. Like the sheet is that you are over even if it's not on your property. So then, Boiris Shichin Amoris in this price is referring to Boiris that's not your property. And we're being Machadish that anywhere. Gvulcha meaning in the whole country, even if it's not your property. Other Rishonim hold Fakert that you're only over if it's in your property. And I'd say the shakhtari of this price is something else. I would think you're only over if it's mamash in your house. Kamashlan, even in your backyard. Mamonashak, I have shver. Why didn't it just say chotzer? If it's being mechagas that you're over, even if it's in your chotzer, not in your bias, why didn't the brisa say chotzer? And if it's a frigu bar, not in your rishus b'chlal, why did it say bar? Let it say in the street. Rishus harabim. Either way, something's edging me over here. But b'chalapin, the brisa had to be marred, but not only a bias, even the chotzer, or even the, we'll call it the bar, or even in rishus harabim. And how do we know you're over there? Gvulin. And now the Gemara does something phenomenal and it's going to answer your question. The Gemara says like this.
How is Gvulin any more than Rishus Harabim? How is that?
Gvul means Eretz Yisrael. The world. Like the sheikhs that you write even when it's not in your Rishus.
What about the bar has the benefit of
Asana Kasav? We're going to talk about all the Asana Kasav related things, like if you put chametz in the street and it's a bar, so the Asana Kasav of a bar makes you a chametz. Those kind of questions we'll do on Vav Mebeis, Meret Hashem, when we get the Asana Kasav. Now the Gemara says, and again, we spoke out that there's a huge machlokes rishonim. Does boyrish shichin amaris mean in your property? No, it's not mamash your house, or it means even not your property. But either way, the chiddush was that you're over then also. V'adayin ani yomer. Bibotim over mishum bal yirah bal yimotzei bal yatim bal yikapim poydon es benanochre bivulin shul chayat arev al atarai shalachem shal gavoya. Minayin litin es omer shal zeh bazeh bashal zeh bazeh. Tamalay mesar sar lekzer shava nemar sar batam sar leymati bevatechem ve nemar sar bevun lay rola khosar masar am batam avim shon bayro ba yemati bayat like them sana dakhin afsar am bevun lay avim shon bayro ba yemati bayat ben kontenes ben nafi u masar am bevun shon khayat the rayva the rayshal khem shon gavaya afsar am batam shon khayat the rayva the rayshal khem shon gavaya. I have a simple question. If someone is matman chametz in his house, what is the oiver? We cleared this before, and now I'm going to get you asking if it's a mefurish braisa. If someone is matman in a black bag hidden in his house, what is the oiver? For sure it's not mutter. What is the oiver? We cleared before. What did we clear? Is the oiver only la yimotze? Or we said, is he also oiver la yiran tashbisu? Careful. What if you matnin chametz in a gvul? Are you oiver at all? Maybe you're not oiver at all? So on that is a braisa about. And the braisa says, litin shal zebezeb shal zebezeb. Don't make a zigzag and say, hatmon is only usher and a bias. And fakir, in a gvul, you could be matmin and even be makabel of a kavim from a guy. The kula of matmin and kavim from a guy, maybe in gvul is mutter. The chumra of matmin usher is in the bias. So yes, if you're matmin in a bias, I still want to clear, you're only over lo yira, only over lo yimatzin, not lo yira, and I don't think there's a mefurish of braisa. The braisa is referring to that you are over when you're matmin in a gvul. And this is my question. If you're matmin chometz in a gvul, what's a gvul? A bar. What's a bar? Well, in your rishus, not in your rishus, whatever the braisa was referring to. Not bais. What are you over if you're matmin chometz in the gvul? The braisa clearly covers, don't say a zigzag, you're not over anything. But what are you over?
Either lo yira or both.
I have five stalim.
Well, why
would either you're over lo yira. One second. Let's go and push up shana chomish. A guy was matmin chometz in a gvul. You are not the same. What did he do wrong? He says, quote me. I'm keeping it in mutmin in the gvul. Quote me. Quote me chapter and verse. Lo yira. No, I don't see it. It's mutmin. Lo yimotzei. Bevateichem. What are you talking about? Retz mishtusim. Again. Chaim Yankel is matmin chometz in the gvul. And the braisa says, you're over. What are you over? La yirah? I don't see it. La yimotzei? It's not in my bias. So what are you over? I know it's a gzeira shava. What are you over? I have one side that you're over la yirah. And the gzeira shava teaches me that even though it's yirah, doch yirah, even though it's mutmin, you're over la yirah. That's one side. I have another side, you're over la yimotzei. Because even though la yimotzei says bevateichem, the gzeira shava is marchiv. I have a third side, you know, you're over both. You're over both. Litin shel zeh, bo zeh, bo shel zeh, bo zeh. You're over two lavin. And I have a fourth side. You're over one lav, a combo. I don't know what's possible to call you. It's the Gzeir Shava creates a lav of a combo. You know what I'm asking? Such a musik? There's no such musik.
What's that? What
Combo.
Combo?
You have to have a pasuk, chapter and verse. That's why I hear. In Lomdis, is he over? The Gzeir Shava, there's no such side.
Rabbi, the Lo Yimotzei side doesn't make sense with Zeh.
This guy back, I think, one second. What?
The Lo Yimotzei doesn't work because then there's no Bazeh.
I'm going to explain why this Bazeh. Watch. Again, first I'm talking about a guy that was matmin in the gvul. A guy was matmin in the gvul. Again, if a guy's matmin in the bias, so the half minute would be that if it didn't say Lo Yimotzei, then it's mutter. Layimatzi teaches me that it's usher. What are you over? We cleared. Only layimatzi of both. Now I'm clearing when you matmin in the gvul. Are you over layirah? Or layimatzi? Or separately, both lavin? Or a gzereshava, yitzirah chadosha, a tzad hashava, a tzad of gzereshava? Or you're not over. That was the havin of the brisa. The havin of the brisa is that you're not over. That was what the brisa was talking about. And now, is there tashbisu on hatmana begvulin? Careful. Is there tashbisu on hatmana begvulin? Is there an iser hatmana begvulin from chatzos? Is there like sishchat by hatmana begvulin? Yeah. What? Rabbi Yochanan? First, I was waiting for that. Rabbi Adar, which looks has to be in the Azara, like Rabbi Yochanan, that it was mutman in the gvul somewhere in Yerushalayim. Thank you. But I'm clearing these shilas. This doesn't have to be Harbais, it's the whole Yerushalayim.
You keep it for a Shlokish. If it's hidden in Harbais, that's the first, no?
Maybe. Maybe. I was thinking about that. I didn't want to start digging over there. I didn't want to go digging over there. One second. In all emes over here, Hatmono Bigvulin. You know what? Who would then forget? Kibel all of Achrayis min Anochri. Bigvulin. What are you over? Combo, both, one, the other, Tashbisu, Lashishcha, even from Chatzos? And I added you the tzlach. What if you matmin chametz shekibel olav achrayis in the gvul? What are you over? And now there's another kasha, and it's a crisis for the whole sugya of Peneshua. Rabbi said there's two things. There's chametz and there's sa'ar. What's the difference? It's a world of difference. Chametz, what's chametz? Chametz is chametz. What's sa'ar? Sa'ar. Yeah? It's two different things. By the pasuk of lo yimotzei, the pasuk says se'or lo yimotzei. There's no pasuk ever about chametz lo yimotzei. No such pasuk. By tashbisu, what does it say? Tashbisu se'or mi batechem. By lo yiroe, it says both. There's a double pasuk. It's actually a Gemara and Beitza. Enough zayin about it. It says lo yiroe lecha chametz, lo yiroe lecha se'or. Frek, the Gemara and Beitza, why do you need both pasukim? Says the Gemara, this is not a game. This taka two different things. If the Torah would only say lo yirah and sa'ar, I would say sa'ar is worse. Sa'ar is something that even could create new chametz. I don't know if the guy with the sign that says, "Can you please find me a starter for my what do you call that bread?" Can you put after Pesach? I don't know. The guy's still looking for someone. But sa'ar is worse because it's machmitz. Chametz is worse because it's royal achila. There's a gedarim about it. But the Gemara says first you need separate psukim. So if it didn't say la yirah la chametz, you would not know la yirah and chametz. You would think there's only sa'ar. So now ask the Pnei Shua, but to me it's a simple question. If a guy's matmin, sa'ar. Or if a guy's matmin, sa'ar in the kvulin. Or the guy's makabal olav achrayis on chametz, that was mutmin in the kvulin. Where do you have slicha? Excuse me. Where do you have a makar for all these things? The pasuk says la yimotzei sa'ar. The pasuk says tashbisu sa'ar. Tashbisu starts from chatzos. How do you know you have to be mashbis the chametz from chatzos? Maybe you only have to be mashbis the sa'ar from chatzos. And don't tell me leitin es ha'amr shel zeh v'zeh v'shel zeh v'zeh. Because where did the brisa get leitin es ha'amr shel zeh v'zeh v'shel zeh v'zeh? From a gzeira shava. What was the gzeira shava? Key word, gzeira shava system. You don't like combos, but this is mafurish. What's the key word? Sa'ar, sa'ar. Rebbeinu Dayalma, how do you know this tashbisu by chametz? We're doing pesachim already a month and a half. How do you know this tashbisu by chametz? How do you know this val yimotzei by chametz? The pasuk says sa'ar. And don't tell me, ashmir, azoy, dezel, bazach, genoy. Not true. By lo yiroh, the Gemara in Beitza says you need separate pesukim. The Gemara says that if it wouldn't have said lo yiroh lecha chametz, it only said lo yiroh lecha sa'ar, this is the truth, there would be no tashbisu and no val yiroh and no val yimotzei and on chametz, only on sa'ar. No. It also says la'ira l'cha chametz. So chametz has la'ira. La'ira is only l'cha. Shalcha yat deroya. Aval at deroya shalachem shal gavoya. You should be able to be matmin chametz. You should be able to have chametz of a guy even if you're a makabel achrayis. There shouldn't be tashbisu on chametz. And derishav is not the solution. So what's the answer?
It also needs the or
maybe. No, I think there's a, maybe. Or maybe there's a lap and a karis. The few ems could be there's no karis on sar. It's a big balagan about that. So what's the answer?
Like we said yesterday by
Chal. Very good, very good. Gali Gali. And Yeshua says Gali Gali. And this Gali Gali is not Zeresh Shava. Gali Gali is like this. The Torah went and said by Lo Yiroh and said Chometz and it said Sa'ar is Megala that whenever it says Sa'ar it's also Huad and Chometz. Not Zeresh Shava even. Gali Gali. And Gali Gali is across the board. There's Tashbisu on Chometz. There's Bal Yimotzi on Chometz. And let's go to the most extreme case. What would be the most extreme case? If a guy is matmin chametz, not sa'ar, matmin in a black bag, not even his, of a goy that he was mekabel achrayis, on Erev Pesach before the seven yom. Is he oiver? Yes. But you have to work out that even that's true. What are you oiver though? Also bal yirah, also bal yimatzei, one or the other, both, combo, something. Because of goli goli. Oh. And now I have a shayla like this. The Gemara has a stira. On one hand, it says, shel choy ataroye, aval ataroye shel acherim. You're allowed to have goy shechametz. On the other hand, the price of the next line says, yochol yikabel pigdoinus min anochri, tamalom, you're not able to. Now, if you don't mind, we're not skipping, I mean, just for a minute, I'm skipping where the wide lines, omar mar, I'm going to go back to kibashti also. The kibashti guy didn't come yet, we're waiting for him. Omar mar. You told him to come?
What?
Ah, no, that's not a kibashti guy. No, no, you, that's, no. The kibashti guy is a certain... No, no. Under the... Omar mar! Yochol yatmin v'yekabel pigdoinis min anochrim. Talmud loymer lo yimotze. Frek the Gemara ha'amrit reisha shal chay yataroya, but ataroya shal lechem shal gavoya. A minute ago you told me you could have a goyish shechametz. So could you have goyish shechametz or not? Says Chazal, pshat in the braisa, they waited till the bottom of the yomid. We're doing it now. Loy kasha. And it's tomorrow shia b'har chava. That is the topic coming up. But loy kasha, we're setting it up. Ha de kibbal aleach reis, ha de kibbal aleach reis. Ki ha de amal rabba de b'nei. Who's the whole story? Maisa like this. Stam is a goyish shechametz, you weren't a shomer, you didn't take a chreis. You're allowed to have goyish shechametz. On that we say shel chay ataroya. When you makabal achrayis not. Where does it say in the words lo yimotzei kabolas achrayis? It's not even from the word yimotzei, it's from the fact that it didn't say l'cho. Where is it nirmaz? It wasn't. Chazal understood it. There's a stira. You're telling me without blinking. Shel chay ataroya aval I ataroya aval ataroya shel chayim. Aval eidi yachal l'kabal pigdainis. It says l'cho, but it doesn't say l'cho. Figure it out. Question. I have an answer to this stira. Don't make a chilek between kibbal achrayis and not. I'm suggesting. Don't make a chilek. That's b'chal not. Let's be mechalek between... No, not Chinese and Japanese. I don't want to do that one either. Which one? Which one? Oh, excellent. Rabbi Sai, I have two plans here and you just... Okay, one at a time. Reb Zev. Did you notice that we were actually contemplating that there might be scenarios when be'emes, you're only over lo yira and not lo yimotzi. Lefi ha'emes. We're going to still talk about it. L'mashal, there's a diyek in Rashi in the Tzioinim and Afchavalos that says that on mutmin, you tak only over lo yimotzi. And I have other things still. We have to see that not always is it always a package, always a package. So shkoyach groysik lik. You have a stira. It says lo yira l'cha and it says lo yimotzi without l'cha. So shkoyach, when you have a gois chametz, you're over lo yira and you're not over lo yimotzi. Ma ba'ya? Why don't you say that? The answer is to that question, because when the Brisa did, this is even without Goli Goli, thank you, that the Brisa says there's a Gzerah Shava, Litin, Shal Zeba, Zeba, Shal Zeba, Zeb. Now, Avadi, you can still tell Shal Zeba, Zeb which lab goes weird, how you work it out. But you can't go tell me a Goy, there's no Leirah, there's no Leirah, that you can't do. But there's another problem. There's two kinds of Goyim. Not two kinds of Matzovim, of Kibbal Achrayis, like Kibbal Achrayis. There's two kinds of Goyim. There's Nochem Shekibashtoi, and like kibashti, I be'ezer Hashem now, we're going to talk about what exactly kibashti means. But there's also shari and mechpachotzer, that's the or something else, so there's even more quadruple things here. But there's different kind of farshit in a certain matzavim of goyim. Why can't that itself be the teretz? Don't get involved in kibbal ol achrayis. That's, I'm asking. Who says that's a factor? Maybe le'malav le'merid, yeah, with achrayis, on achrayis, no shaitis. But a kibashtoi nik, a shari imach bechotzer, that's the or more noit to yevichayit. You are over all the averes. And by a loy kibashtoi and a loy shari imach bechotzer, you're not over. Ulai, and the Svasemis is Muramis to that. That's why the Gemara waited to the bottom of the Yomid. You know, we asked when we started the Brice on top, this should have been taken care of right away. There's a stira, l'cha, and then kebab of the dinus. So we said, rak rega, at the bottom of the Yomid, we'll deal with it. The Gemara waits to the bottom of the Yomid because we're going to bring in a few other factors. If something else would work out, fine. But the Brice said, before and said, no, don't try that. Kibashtoi is across the board. Like kibashtoi is across the board. Now we have an issue. What has to be the answer? What has to be the answer? With a price, without a price, which is tomorrow's sheet. Now, I want to talk about kibashtoi a little bit. There's a machlekes abayi v'ro. Again, now that we do know the truth that there's an achrish kibbal olav achrayis, lefi ha'emes, Nachri shekibel olav achrayis, meaning that the yid took achrayis, that if the chametz gets lost, he's going to pay back the guy. So in such a scenario, the yid is oiver bal yirah bayimatzit tashbisu with the whole package. If it's the yid has chametz of a guy without kabbalas achrayis, you're not oiver anything. It's mutter. Which kind of a guy? So as we speak out, it doesn't make a difference which kind, size, shape, this, all those things, not a factor. And also kibashtoi, that the guy is more under your jurisdiction, and shari imach, he lives near you, he lives with you, tzazamen even. L'chayra, kibashtoi, and shari imach, careful, is more of a reason to yebichai. Frektis fasemes, grada punk fakert. If it's kibashtoi and shari imach, so then you're achrayis, like, achrayis. You don't care, you're fifing. It's grounded. There's a makom to say that kibashtoi is a reason not to be chayav. Yeah, yeah, shlodim. The Gemara says, no, klapi lai. The Gemara's not saying that. But again, the Gemara's havana is that kibashtoi and shariach has more reason to be chayav. So, frek the Gemara, first of all, right away, the Gemara starts asking, klapi lai. Let's see that. Omar mar. Ain't the yellow benachos like kibashtoi and shariach machotze. Nachos, kibashtoi, shariach machotze, minayin, tamalam, lo yimotze. Frek the Gemara, klapi lai. You set it up that you're saying that by kibal achrayis, you're chayav even by kibashtoi. What do you mean even by kibashtoi? Kibashtoi is more of a reason to be chayav. So Abayis switches the order. He says, okay, we're going on like kibashtoi. And Rabba comes with his chap. He says, no, it's going back on the ratio. We're talking about chametz shaloi kibal olav achrayis. Chametz shaloi kibal olav achrayis. There's two kinds of goyim on that. And there's a big difference with Gabi Toysis kasha. I want to go into that nekuda. Frek Toysis. Very important nekuda. I want to get closer to the side of the Arsameach. Arsameach. It's for Samus. Look at the other one. They say a big word over here. There are so many sugyas all over Shas that we say goyim are out. The goncha, and that dog by Trumas and Maestras. Beischa by Mezuzah. A whole Rishima. Rishis Hagez. Soincha. Keseder. So many sugyas of the Erises of Kolot Erekula, Mitzvahs, Chiyuvim. A whole array. There are psukim when we say only a yid. The goncha, sotcha, beischa. Arisa Seichem. You know what? I have a question that I didn't want to talk about. Why did Tosis in the previous Tosis ask for Arisa Seichem, that Arisa Seichem needs separate miyutim and not lacha? And in the kasha we're about to ask now, he quotes the goncha based on Satan and doesn't quote Arisa Seichem. And why in the previous Tosis didn't he quote the goncha? But there also, there was one, the goncha for Hektish and Goy. The sugya of yesterday's sugya of why Goy and Hektish is separate or not, for some reason we chose Arisa Seichem and not the goncha, and the next Tosis he chose is the goncha and Arisa Seichem. I do not have a... that I'm tefridin with teretz to that. You're tefridin. I'm not tefridin with such a theory. But again, Taisa says, in kol darugul, the goncha, beischa, sotcha. So the Emes says, the Sasana says, diktuk, l'cha is different than those things. The goncha, beischa, sotcha is flat. The goncha, not a guy. L'cha, you can stop playing with. Okay, a teretz. But Taisa's much is, what's the difference? So I want to set something up. According, it's totally an abayah for Robin, it's Pashup Shan and Taisa's l'chair. According to Abaya, when the Gemara is krachting ois that there might be a chilik between a nachri that you're koivish and a nachri that you're not koivish, and if he's living with you not, all of those details were kneches and details in the din of chametz shekibal olav achrayis, which is a sugya we're doing tomorrow, and it's not a general thing, goyim are out. And you can't ask, how come in Gan Shas we don't do it? This is a local sugya here. In tomorrow's sugya of a chametz, of a goy, that when you were makabal achrayis to the goy, you are chayiv, the Gemara says... Today already, the Gemara says, on that topic, Rak Rega, in this din that when you makabal achrayis from a guy, you sure every guy? Doesn't make a difference size, shape, doesn't make a difference if you sure imach. On that, that's a local topic here. You can't ask me from other places. The whole idea of kibal achrayis is not in other places. So it's not shver. But Rava went and said, no, that kibashti and loy kibashti was going back and back to basics. You're allowed to have guy shecham, it's flat. And on that, the Gemara still says an extra kinech. What kind of a goy? What do you mean, what kind of a goy? By the goncha, you said goyim don't have trumas and maestros. You started asking me, you need a separate pasuk for a goy that's kibashtoi and not kibashtoi. Reishis hageiz, on the tzoyncha, you started making a chilek if it's a goy that's kibashtoi. How come all over the alamaisa v'gansi yavi, you didn't make? That's Taisis kasha. So it's clear Taisis kasha is only like Rava. Like Rava, kibashtoi and not kibashtoi is not a local svar. It's a general thing. When goyim are out, do we still start slicing the goyim thinner? But later by, it's a sugi of what's called. Comes to our Sameach and says, Amorit HaGazach, Sasem HaSosa. Why would I think that there's more of an Isser by a guy that's Kibashtoi and a guy that's Shari Imach? What Isser are we talking about here in our sugi? Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzei, Tashbisu. What's the time of the Kra? We've been pumping this a lot already, that the Torah asks Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzei, and Tashbisu as a whole package.
Well,
kedei shelo yevel achli. It's kamana mafurish a pasuk. Tashbisu ki kol oichel. The gedolei achronim for sure say it. The time of the krah is so you shouldn't come to eat it. A goy that's living near you, a goy that you're more on top of him, there's more of a chance you might come to eat his stuff. So it's vital to terrorist that places kasha. Lo oilom in kol atayra kula. Reishis hageiz mezuzah, the meister strumis, the goncha beis chatzoncha v'chulei. A guy is a guy is a guy, and I'll eat it. And it's potter or mutter or not chayev or whatever the din is, fill in the blank. And you don't start saying, azasar guy, azasar guy. Come on. Davkin awesu. But I'm adding the knech. Shloi mi boi yloi da baya. That it was a sugi of kibbol ol v'chrayis. But even my rava. That we're dealing with basics, that you potter on chametz of a guy. Yeah, you potter on chametz of a guy. But what if the guy's mom is living near you, and you have like shaykhs there, and you're controlling him and this. Efshe then your mom, you know, don't forget that the time of the crush. So don't you see? Is gerecht and a Rabbeinu Chananel is mashma different vart, ayin sham, a marim mokam l'cha, but l'chayra like tzar sameach and this, it's a whole new blick in the sugya. It's not fair from the gon chatiroi shetam v'chol kol anil v'malein. It's a bazunder vart over here than in the Balyimotzi. So we're at the shlava of the sugya. And tomorrow, that's the big topic of Kibbalah Christ and Dover Gerim Lomam. Rabbi say it's taka. It's all the sugis are, but Zunda, this sugi, the bottom of Hema Beis, to the top of Amanal, it's taka. So along this sugi, it needs a Bazunda or Haravanya. We're holding at the Shlab, where you have Chometz of a Goy, where Be'emes is no problem of Leirali Motzi, but if you Makabal of a Christ, then yeah, and the Pashtas, then yeah, you're over everything, the Gedorim of Kibbalah Christ and the details, the Ezer Hashem.
It's not a cash stam, it's a dollar mishnikum. We're saying that at the time of the crow, guy you're going to come to eat it. So the guy is tarfus and thing.
Badumine.
No, but same thing. So the guy is badumine.
Right, okay, we'll talk about that. That's
the guy himself is badumine.
I hear.
You go, you pick the
yeah, gotcha.
You take his Oreos, but you don't think
yeah, I got
gotcha.
Sort of understand.
It's a legit hard.
We have an answer for why all these other nicem, we don't have
okay, he's very upset about the combo. There's no such thing, right?
I don't have a chiluk on Achrayas, not Achrayas, and all these other sugyas.
No.
The whole local thing, I'm not saying.
What do you mean?
Because the Gacha is like, your Dagon. Like, so when I'm accepting Achrayas on it, that makes it more mine. Like, so that's.